The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Welcome, race fans. Here's your local racing authority, Sam Chapman, with this week's Sound of Speed on Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome, race fans, and this is The Sound of Speed on Beach Booster Radio, and I'm your host, Sam, here to recap a great weekend of racing, with MotoGP hitting the track in Austria, and the NASCAR Xfinity Series would hit the track at the Mid-Ohio Sports Car Course for a wet day of racing. We'll get things rolling with MotoGP action from the Red Bull Ring in Austria, with the running of the 2016 MotoGP Grand Prix of Austria. Ducati's Andrea Iannone would put on a great performance, getting the pole in qualifying and leading the opening portion of the race, before handing the lead to fellow Ducati rider Andrea Dovizioso. Late in the race, Iannone would snag the lead back from his teammate, cruising to his first MotoGP win in Austria. Andrea Dovizioso would hold on to second, and Movistar Yamaha rider Jorge Lorenzo would take the final spot on the podium in third. The NASCAR Xfinity Series would be in Ohio at the Mid-Ohio Sports Car Course for the running of the Mid-Ohio Challenge. Challenges would be all these drivers would face Saturday afternoon. Just three laps in, rain would move into the area, forcing NASCAR to throw the yellow flag. The skies really started opening up, so NASCAR called damp on-track conditions, allowing teams to fit rain tires and windshield wipers to the cars. The rain would subside for a small portion of the race before returning during the final yellow flag. Leader Justin Marks, driving the number 42 Chip Ganassi Katerra Camaro, which he shares with Sprint Cup Series driver Kyle Larson, would have to hold off the field while trying to keep his car on track in the heaviest downpour of the day. Marks would lean on past experience in the wet conditions and racing at Mid-Ohio and other series to guide him to his first victory in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Here's what Justin Marks had to say after his impressive first win.
This is a really special thing. It's great to have the opportunity to drive for great race teams, and these guys have worked hard and been patient with me this year, and as I've just kind of gotten back in the swing of driving these things, and like I've said a couple times, I mean, stock car racing in the rain is just sort of my thing. And I just don't have a lot of opportunities in my career, in my life, to be able to do it. So today it was just a perfect day for me to just kind of do what I'm good at, I think. And the pit stops were awesome. This car was set up great. What can I say? It's just to win a NASCAR race is truly a dream come true. I've been driving stock cars for a long time. Another win in the stock cars in the ARCA Lincoln Welders Truck Series race at Toledo, so it's pretty cool to get a win in the Xfinity Series. So it's just a great day. Just wish my family was here. You know, my wife, and she comes out to almost all the races, and we just had a daughter last Friday, and so she's at home. I know she's probably just a mess right now at home. So it's just a good day.
Sam Hornish Jr. would start on pole and come home in second after going off track more than three times during the race. Here's what Hornish had to say post-race.
At the end of the day, we kept it on the track when it counted. I got the lead on that first restart, first or second restart in the rain, and got into one a little bit too fast, and slid off, got back on, thought that we were okay, got in the side of Wayne down in the four, sliding in the rubber, and I'm like, and then I got forced off in four of the next lap. So, I mean, it was like a lap and a half of this is going to be over with very quickly. But, we stuck with it during the dry conditions. We felt like, again, we had a car beat. But, man, I just couldn't believe how good Justin Marks was in the rain. I raced with him in Road America a couple years ago in the rain. And I knew that he would be strong. But what he was able to do today, I mean, with a lap and a half to go, I was on his third bumper, and he was able to pull me then by about 30 car lengths. So, I mean, just, whether they focused in on making sure that they had a good rain setup in, or I know he's a good rain racer, but I usually hold myself on a pretty high standard as far as being a decent road racer in the rain, and I didn't have anything written
there. Tonight, the NASCAR Camping Truck Series will be running in Bristol for their annual midweek event, the UNOH 200. You can watch veteran Matt Crafton try and hold off rookie William Byron from yet another victory in the series at the most exciting track on the schedule, the Bristol Motor Speedway. All the sparks are set to fly with coverage kicking off at 8 on Fox Sports Racing for us north of the border. This kicks off a great weekend of racing in Bristol with the NASCAR Xfinity and Sprint Cup Series hitting the track Friday and Saturday night. I'll be back Saturday to get you set up with everything you need to know as we gear up for the most exciting night race of the season, the Bass Pro Shops NRA Night Race, for 500 laps of short track, beating and banging under the lights at the Last Great Coliseum. Until then, you can head on over to the Sound of Speed's Facebook and Twitter pages to keep in touch and up to speed with all sorts of motorsports news throughout the week. Before I go, I'd like to thank Beach Booster Radio. Without them, the sound of speed wouldn't be possible. Head on over to beachboosterradio.ca to listen to some great music, shows, and keep in touch with everything with Saga Beach. Hit the podcast tab at the top of the page, where you can find the latest edition of the Sound of Speed and all the other great shows Beach Booster Radio has to offer. Be sure to check out the blog, where you can find the digital version of the Beach Booster publication, which is always great to read. You can also download the Beach Booster Radio app from the Google Play and Apple App Store for free and take Beach Booster Radio with you everywhere you go. That's about it for tonight. Don't forget to join me to get set up for the Bass Pro Shops NRA Night Race in Bristol for 500 laps of short track racing action. It's sure to be a great race. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week, race fans.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.